Greetings, everybody. Today's fragrance overview is from the brand Christian Dior. This is their newest release called Sauvage Eau Forte. Of course, this is a 2024 release. The perfumer is Francis Kurkdjian. We've got notes of lavender, elemi resin, spices, musky notes, and woody notes. So, this... this fragrance, in my honest opinion, is getting a lot of hate online. And I'll be honest, is it the greatest release? No. This is more of a kind of a experiment, use it, you know, for this to be a water-based or alcohol-free fragrance. Couple others in the past I've tried, like... I think it was Azaro Under the Poles, I think it was one. Just failed miserably. And I think that the negative connotation from those prior experiments down this path are unnecessarily being translated here. So, first I want to say this, I feel, was stashed under the Sauvage brand name. Because it is so well known and it sells. This does not smell like any of the other Sauvages. But with that being said, I still actually like it. It is a different experience because it is a water-based fragrance. So you can see it's this white milky color that is used to, of course, or that is essentially the emulsion. So that the fragrance oils are suspended in whatever the carrier would be, in this case, not alcohol. but as far as people saying that, oh, you can't smell it after 30 minutes, or, you know, whatever issues people are saying with longevity, and even to some extent projection, I have to defend this. Those people, in my opinion, are absolutely full of shit. They probably read somewhere online, you know, or listened to a review from GentSense that, you know, it had these issues and never smelled it for themselves. And, you know, typical internet, they just parrot things to make themselves sound like an expert. I've got a bottle. I've worn it a couple times. And what I've been able to notice is that this... is a deceptive fragrance when it comes to its projection and longevity. First, when I got the bottle, I just did like one or two sprays on my forearm and, you know, just kind of tested it out, like a lot of people would normally do. My girlfriend actually was in the kitchen from where I was seated in the living room, which is probably about 10, 12 feet, and she was like, "What'd you just spray? That smells really good." Again, that was on two sprays, and I'm not exaggerating. This is my own personal experience. My first full wearing of this, we were going out to dinner, did a couple sprays like I normally do, and, you know, I actually had one comment from a couple. They were like, "Oh, that smells really good. What are you wearing?" Told it to them, and they were like, "Oh, I never heard of it." Anyways, woke up the next morning, and I could still smell this on me. Probably, you know, I get up early, so it was like 7 a.m., but, you know, that's still probably, from the time I put it on, I don't know, 9, 10 hours. So, in my opinion, performance is definitely there. Now, this does not have that typical Sauvage DNA. It doesn't have that massive dose of the black pepper in the front. What you are really going to get is a musky accord, and... you know, for those of us that have been in the fragrance community for a long time, you know, I'm been collecting for about 30 years. The one thing that we know about musky fragrances is that, you know, oftentimes you can go nose blind to them very quickly, and that they are, in a sense, softer. And what I mean by that is that they project without you really realizing how much they project. So. You know, this still has notes of the lavender, the elemi resin, some generic spices in there, some generic woody notes, what I assume would probably be from Isoe Super, like a lot of it. And then those musky Accords. So it doesn't smell like the other Sauvages. So if you're expecting it to have a big blast of spices like black pepper and red pepper like in the Eau de Toilette, or even some of the darker tones that you find within the Elixir, this isn't it. But if you take it for its own value and what it actually is, it's actually a pretty pleasant fragrance. My only knock, and there's no justification for this other than, you know, to cover the cost of research and, you know, R&D, research and development, and for advertising, is the cost. The cost is absolutely ridiculous. There's no reason why this fragrance should be pushing anywhere close to the $200 price tag that it's getting. But, you know, Dior's going to have to figure that out, because at the price that it is at, I don't see this being the commercial success that they're hoping for. But all in all, on its own merits, pricing aside, based off of the fragrance and my experience with performance, longevity, projection, sillage, they did a really good job. I've never been one to defend Francis Kurkdjian. I've never found a majority of the MFK fragrances to be things that I gravitate towards or things that I would want to spend the money on. But on a technical side, the merits are definitely there within the fragrance, and there's no denying it. Anything else that people say online, they're just full of shit. Just going, you know, basically rage baiting, trying to get reactions. So, you know, as always, the only thing that you should really trust is your own nose. Give it a try. Go to a store. I'm sure it's out at every single department store out in the Sauvage area. And try it. You know, spray it on your skin. Don't just take it for what it is off of a test strip. Give it a true, proper wearing. Put it on the back of your hand and try to, you know, experience the dry down. And you'll notice that, you know, it does tend to last a pretty long time. And it does project, even though if you bury your nose into it, you may not necessarily smell it. But people around you will start to pick up on the fragrance. So that's my little rant. I didn't mean for this to come off as a full court press in defense of Sauvage Eau Forte, but just wanted to clear the record from my perspective that a lot of the online hate is just parroting of someone's opinion, and the people saying it, you know, probably have never actually smelled this. So let me know if you have any questions. Otherwise, have a great day, everybody.